your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up the first half of the Cortland Economics Report. Jim and I are chatting about what's going on in the United States right now. We've been focusing on the budget bill that is not having any luck whatsoever passing. We've been focusing on a couple of other things that we're going to elaborate on here during this segment. The United States citizens are truly not supporting many of the most important things in our society right now. The first one is they're really not supporting public education as much as they could be. What's going on there? Well, what's going on is pure and simple. Homeschooling has gone up 300% recently for a variety of reasons. Religion is one of them, and I would have to say that I believe, taking it one step farther, the lack of faith in public education is absolutely going down the tube right now. Jimmy, what do you think about that?
So there's a couple of things that are happening here beyond what you're talking about. My wife's on the school board here locally, and bottom line is, the teachers are not providing the services needed for kids' future, and that's primarily because of draconian lockdowns by the tyrannical leader of Washington State, the guy that's now taken total control without legislative support, Jay Inslee. And so what they've done, parents are saying, look, I've got to get my kids educated, and I don't need them in a mask all day because there's no risk to them, and they need to have an education that'll get them somewhere. My kids are, my son just graduated last year, a valedictorian of the high school. He's out at Clemson University. He's finding that what they provided him here was weak. It was weak. And he was a straight A AP type student. Yep. My junior right now, my daughter, my junior, she's facing the same issues. So we even, very involved in the school, we're questioning what the heck is going on in Washington State. And what I think is happening is, there is a lot of, Christians that have, begun homeschooling, but there's a lot of left people on the left that actually want to make sure their kids get the best education as possible. And the unions in this state are undermining the ability for the districts to provide the right education. And of course, with gender studies at kindergarten in this state, with the diversity training, putting in transgender bathrooms for K through five, you got to be kidding me. People are just like, wait a second, this is nuts. They're just not supporting it anymore. And it's going to cost the districts, and it's going to cost the unions, I think, in the long run. But there's two Americas out there. There's the West Coast and New York America, and then there's the rest of the country. And things are different in the rest of the country.
Very definitely. Jimmy, when our two younger daughters were ready to go to school, we did not send them to public schools, given the fact that Kathy actually started a department within the school system that we lived in. We discussed sending them to that particular public school system. We didn't have any money. I had just started my company. It was really, really a stretch. Our kids went to private schools for exactly what you're talking about. I don't want some do-gooder explaining to my daughter when she's in kindergarten or the first grade what gender studies are all about. That's something for me to do and for my wife to do, not them, and particularly not at that age. Let's go on to another area where I'm seeing a total lack of support, Jim, and I'll tell you where that is, and that is in the area of COVID immunization. Now, I decided that I would get immunized, but that's my decision. That's not the government's decision, Jim. That's my decision. I got immunized. Am I going to get a booster shot? Probably. But the fact of the matter is, my fellow residents here in Washington State, Jim, are definitely not following suit. And I know that you're not following suit. And I have to tell you, that's your choice. I don't think any less or any more of you because you're doing that. And I hope you don't think any less or any more of me. I know that Irish Tony does. I know that many of our regular listeners on the blog are going to call me a fool for getting immunized. But the fact of the matter is, damn it, we live in a free country, and I can do whatever I want as long as I don't affect anybody else. But we are seeing a total lack of enthusiasm for this government action. I'd like you to elaborate on that, Jim, if you would.
Yeah, we've talked about this a couple of times before, and I look at it this way. Something is wrong if the federal government is mandating vaccines to companies over 100 employees, mandating all federal employees, all soldiers, all borders and customs individuals get vaccinated, but not talking about natural immunity,
right,
and not talking about treatments and the capability of and the positiveness of treatments. The fear porn industry, the media and the government have been scaring the crap out of people with this COVID. And a lot of people that actually listen to mainstream media, they don't understand how this disease is not as deadly as that, you know, a lot of these media pundits say it is. I mean, it's a 99% recovery rate. And of course, if you're in a category like you, an older category, somebody that risk, hey, it makes perfect sense. Make your choice. Take the vaccine if you wish. There's very little, you know, downside with it. But there is some downside. And that's the reality. There is downside, especially for younger people taking it. The risk of myocarditis for young males is higher than the risk of COVID by a long way. And the fact is the media porn industry, when I say the media porn industry, I mean the fear factor, the people that are scaring the heck out of Americans to where, as I say, and I think I'll talk about it in the show a little bit later, but a guy in a, you know, driving down the road, N95 masked by himself, texting while he's driving, he's got a probably 10 times more likely, you know, even though he's in his 40s, of dying from texting while driving, maybe 20 times higher probability of death than he does from any COVID issues. It's just, you know, we've gone overboard. The Biden administration is not trusted. Anthony Fauci is not trusted. And so Americans are saying, wait a second, wake up. What the heck is going on? You can't make me do this.
You know, the comment I want to make about Dr. Fauci is purely and simply, I'd like everyone who has any interest in what Jimmy and I are talking about right now, listen to the discourse. I believe you can watch it on YouTube between Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci. It also got, it obviously got very, very testy. Fauci called Rand Paul a liar and someone who didn't know what he was talking about, and that's all on the record. Let me tell you, I don't know Rand personally, but I know his dad, Ron, personally, and I'll tell you, the Paul family are not a group of liars. They are a group of people who really, really, truly care about the future of the United States. And I'll be very, very interested to see where Rand's political career goes as this thing progresses. Ladies and gentlemen, a real quick break here for the top of the news. Going to be right back with Dan Pacini and Jim McKinney.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.